Well, today is the first day that wheelchair basketball starts up for the Canada Winter Games, but not all the players need the wheelchair to get around. And one of them is Avril Harris.
We're just bringing the chairs out at Duchess Park.
They don't fold up, hey?
If folding wheelchairs cannot take the beating that these basketball chairs take.
Right now you're walking, but you're going to be doing wheelchair basketball,
yeah.
So why?
Well, my dad's actually the one that's in a wheelchair, so I was always born and raised around the sport. Wheelchair basketball is an integrated sport, so and there's four of us on our BC team that actually have no lower body disability or ability whatsoever.
He just grew up on a basketball court.
Playing along sidelines with his dad. So I'm the regional coordinator for wheelchair basketball and the Let's Play program.
And you're also Avril's
mother.
Avril's mother.
That's my first job. His first event in his since his birth was about 2 weeks after he was born. He was at Nationals. He just gravitated. It was a really good thing his dad and him could do together.
First got on a wheelchair. I was 3 weeks old, and they had me in my dad's everyday chair on the sidelines of a basketball court. So literally, as soon as I was born, I was in a wheelchair. He played for the men's provincial team a couple times as well. And before all of those basketball days, he was actually a track racer and went to the Pan American Games. So he's been a high athlete for a long time. I was pushing his chair around the house. I'd disappear for like 20 minutes, come back, he's still passed on the couch. I'd keep wheeling around. And
what's your dad in a chair for?
He broke his back when he was a young age.
Do you think you ever would have played regular basketball?
I might still do it. If I do it now, it's a lot different. I'm used to sitting down and shooting. So with standing up, everyone's like, you have to jump. I'm like, but shooting, sitting down, like, or standing without moving, it seems to be the easiest thing. If I do that, it's gone over the backboard, it's hitting the back wall.
We've been all over northern British Columbia, probably almost 40 different communities. Almost seen almost every school in northern BC, from Fort Nelson to the Haida Gwaii. This has been awesome.
What's it like watching your son
love it.
Play?
Love it. My favorite event, though, is my husband was playing at, when was that, Nationals?
2007 Cedar and Vail Finals.
With his son.
It was a great experience, you know. My dad was like, I'm retiring after this year, so we went to play Div 1 at Nationals against every other province, and we...
Did we get second?
Yeah, second. Yeah, it was
fabulous.
A really great. Couldn't ask for a much better thing to be alongside my dad at that level. For a while, when I was, you know, a little younger, when he still like pass me or beat me, then it started getting a little faster. He's like, I'm just gonna start giving up now. There was no point in him trying to catch up to me. I'm gonna just do some dribbling, some basic dribbling, as well as stopping with the ball and some shooting and. We'll see if I can do some tilting in this chair, too.
Tilting? What's tilting?
Basically, so in stand-up basketball, you jump or to get the ball a little bit higher so you can be over top of people. You're not allowed to have all your wheels off the ground at one time in a wheelchair, so what you do is called tilting. You tilt to one side, so you balance on the one big wheel and one of the front caster wheels, and it allows you to be up, you know, about 6 inches taller. And then you balance on those two wheels while you have the ball in your hand and shoot. So wheelchair basketball. You're allowed two pushes with the ball in your lap, then you have to dribble. But then you can put the ball back in your lap and do two more, so there's no double dribbling. That's about the only variance between regular basketball and wheelchair. Dribble, put it back in my lap, two more pushes, dribble. Or once you get practice of that, you can dribble and push at the same time, so alternating the ball between your hand and the wheel. So yeah, I'm pushing the wheels simultaneously while dribbling the ball with the offhand or my other hand. The other one, what we do is, when we're from a sitting position, if we know that we're going to be ahead of somebody and they're not going to be able to catch the ball out of our way, we throw the ball like 15 feet ahead of us with some backspin while our both hands are just pushing as hard as we can to catch the ball and do it again. So you're not having to worry about the ball being in your hands, which will slow you down. The ball's just, it's like you're going after a dead ball. You're just flying to get it. I'm going to do the shooting. And it's all upper body, all arms. That's another thing with the endurance is, stand-up basketball, you're running with your legs, so your arms aren't really getting tired. Wheelchair basketball, your legs are your arms. You're pushing, and then you have to be able to shoot. Like, we're shooting three-pointers with tired arms, and we're still doing it fine. 20 feet away, 22 feet away, somewhere around there.
Let's see what you can do. Show off a little bit.
Okay.
That is Avril Harris playing some wheelchair basketball for Team BC.